Many of you are very familiar with the prosperity messages that are so very popular in the body of Christ. And some of those messages, really all of them, they tell you that if you hope to be blessed, if you hope to have abundance, if you hope to have stuff, money in life, you need to give, and you need to give, and you need to give. And if you're like my wife and I, you have given and given and given in offerings like that, but you don't yet have that kind of abundance. But I want to show you something, and I'll read several passages to you here, but with the story of Israel, they had been in captivity to Egypt for a long, long time. They were slaves, and they lived like slaves, and they were treated like slaves. Well, God raises up Moses, and he sends Moses in before Pharaoh. And you know the story, all the different plagues and so forth. And finally, after that plague of the death of the firstborn, Pharaoh said, I've had enough. And he calls Moses in and he says, you take your people and get out of here. Just go. Just pack up and leave, because if you don't, we're all dead men. So Moses goes to the people and he says, all right, folks, today's the day of liberty. Pack up your bags. We're out of here. And it says in Exodus 12, verse 34 or 35, and the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses. And it says, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. Now, that word borrowed, it doesn't mean, can I borrow this for the weekend? What that word literally means is, they just took it. And it means that the Egyptians willingly gave to the people. It wasn't a stealing take. It was the Egyptians willingly gave it to them. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. And it says, they spoiled the Egyptians. In other words, the Jews were saying, well do you have any more? I mean, you know, I sure could use, you know, another, hey, a shirt like that. Why don't you give that to me? Here, take it. Just go. Just we're tired of people dying. So they left Egypt with the wealth of Egypt. The gold, the silver, the jewels, the clothing, everything. Man, they wiped these people out. Well, over in Psalms, it gives us even more detail about this. In Psalm 105, verse 37, it's talking about that God brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Meaning, they didn't have a bunch of people with physical problems. There was not one feeble person among their tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. So it's telling us here that God brought them forth with this silver and this gold, this abundant, incredible wealth. And in verse 42 of Psalm 105, it tells us why. For he, God, remembered his holy promise and Abraham, his servant. He remembered his holy promise and Abraham, his servant. Now, what was that holy promise? Well, in Genesis chapter 15, in verse 1 it says, after these things the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And then we need to jump down to verse 13. He said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve I will judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. So after 400 plus years have passed, God brings Egypt out of the land, or brings Israel out of the land of Egypt with incredible great wealth. And it wasn't because the Jews had tithed or sowed seed to meet the need. It was because of one thing only. God set up in heaven, and he never forgot the promise he made to his covenant partner. partner, Abraham. Because in Genesis 15, after God made that promise to Abraham, that's when the covenant was cut. And so God bound himself to that covenant, and it was out of that covenant that Israel came forth incredibly blessed. And they had never given anything. In fact, they didn't have anything to give. God blessed them just because of that covenant. Well, some time passed, and God gave Moses instructions about how to build the tabernacle. And in Exodus chapter 35, God is telling Moses what to do, and Moses stands up before the people, and he tells them, look, here's what we need to do. We need to build this tabernacle. And it says, the congregation of Israel, Exodus 35:20, departed from the presence of Moses after he had given them these instructions. And it says, and they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing, and they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation and for all his service for the holy garments. So the word went out, and Moses says, now listen folks, here's what God has told us to do. Do you want to be a part of this? And if you do, you go home, you think about it, and then you respond accordingly. So the people go home and they begin to think about it. And they begin to realize, you know, we were in bondage for 400 years. We were in slavery for all this time. We had absolutely nothing. But God brought us out with incredible wealth. And we did nothing to earn that wealth. And it was out of that wealth they began to give. And they began to give. And in chapter 36, the people who were overseeing the construction of the tabernacle went to Moses and they said, Moses, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. And Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing. When's the last time you heard a pastor stand up and say, okay, folks,
please, no more.
Yeah. Ushers, if you see anybody going for their wallets or their checkbooks, stop them. But see, here's the point I'm getting at. These people were incredibly blessed because of a covenant and nothing else. And even though they were out in the middle of a wilderness where there was no economy, no jobs, no opportunity to make more money, even though they had never had anything in their lives, they didn't let the fear of lack keep them from giving and giving and giving and giving and giving to the point to where there was more than enough to accomplish what God wanted to do. And they weren't giving to get more. Moses didn't say, now folks, we're out here in this wilderness. Things could get rough. If you want to be blessed during this wilderness season, where there's no economy and there are no jobs, you need to sow into this offering. No. The people just gave because they wanted to. They had a willing heart. And I don't doubt that some of them prayed, well, Father God, you led us out of Egypt. Do you want me to give something? That's all they did, and they kept bringing, and they kept bringing, and they kept bringing. Because they weren't afraid of going broke. They weren't afraid of having lack. They, you know, God's blessed us because of the covenant. Therefore, if He's going to honor that covenant and stay true to His Word, then He will do it today and later. He's not going to fail me because of His covenant. I can trust Him. Well, in Romans chapter 8, it's talking about Jesus. And it says, we have, Hebrews 8:1, we have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heavens. But now hath he obtained, verse 6, a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. In other words, if God did for Israel what he did for them, and there were no tithes, and there were no offerings involved, and yet they ended up with incredible wealth beyond their wildest imaginations, and they had beautiful clothing, and it even says that their shoes didn't wear out for 40 years. I mean, after a while you get kind of bored, but at least it didn't wear out. And he did all of that because of a covenant that he had made with Abraham, who wasn't even a Jew. A lot of people don't realize Abraham wasn't a Jew. Abraham, his son Isaac, and his son Jacob. Now, whose name was changed to Israel? Jacob. Abraham's grandson had his name changed to Israel. That's where the nation of Israel came about. Abraham wasn't even a Jew. God made a covenant with a Gentile and then blessed the Jews out of that covenant. That'll mess your mind up. But now we have a high priest, Jesus. And God made a better covenant with Jesus than he did with Abraham. And it's out of that better covenant with better promises, he now blesses us. Now, if he was not going to require tithes and offerings to abundantly bless the Jews, then why in the world should I, with a better covenant and better promises, think that I have to give tithes and offerings before God will honor his covenant with Jesus and with me? And if that's not enough, in Romans chapter 8, verse 16, it says that the Holy Spirit is bearing witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. So if God's not going to honor the covenant, at least he should honor me as his child. And yet we have preachers stand up and tell us, the only way that I can be abundantly blessed is if I give in an offering. Do you realize they're actually teaching me to deny my family and to deny my father and to deny the covenant that he's established with me through Jesus Christ? When they tell me that I can't be blessed unless I tithe or give, they're telling me God has forgotten his promises, his covenant, and he's abandoned you as a child. Well, I have good news for you. God has not forgotten the covenant, God has not forgotten the promises, and God has not abandoned me as a child, and he hasn't abandoned you. I don't have to tithe and give offerings to be blessed. I simply have to trust my covenant partner and my Father God. That's it. And this morning in this offering, if you came in today thinking, boy, you know, I got some needs in my life, or I've been looking for a job, or maybe today, if I just sow a little bit more than what I did last week or the week, if I just sow a little bit more, maybe this week I'll get that job breakthrough. Maybe this week I'll see that healing take place. Maybe this week. You know what? You're just chasing a carrot on the end of a stick. God doesn't need your offering to bless you. God doesn't need your offering to heal you. God doesn't need your offering to provide a job. But as long as you're trusting in those things, you got your eyes off your dad. Don't give today hoping to motivate God to keep his word. Give today simply because you love your Father. Give today just because you're glad that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Give today because you want other people to hear this gospel. Give today because you want Muslims in Arab countries to hear about Jesus and accept truth. Give today because you're proud to be a Christian. You're not ashamed of the blood of Jesus. That's why you give.